We, you probably don't do this because as I'm here each day, I don't see you sneaking in and stealing hymnals and going home and looking at them. But, I mean, you may do it while I'm gone. But if you have never done it, it's worth it every once in a while, or some point, if the sermon gets really boring, you can flip it open. But what you find, obviously, are all these songs, that some of which we sing, but what you also find here is some pretty amazing poetry. And at times, we can be so busy or so distracted or going so quickly through our normal Sunday morning that we may miss some of what's given. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. There is poetry that has been passed down hundreds and hundreds, if not longer, years of people who faithfully were trying to make sense and present something that people could sing together that shared what they believed. Because the whole point of why we sing is not just because we all want to hear your beautiful voices. The point of why we sing is because we each individually and then together give voice to these things that we think are important. And music is one of the most perfect ways to do that. Nobody says, I don't like music. You say, I don't like that type of music. You know, nobody goes, do you like music or not? Nah, you know what, I could take it or leave it. Everybody likes some kind of music. Now, you may not like my music, and that's okay, you'd be wrong, but what you find is that everybody along the spectrum likes music. Very few people fight about the words in here. What they fight about is what instrument we use to play them with. You get me on that? That there are very few people who are going, you know what, I just don't think that's a theologically sound hymn. And I'd prefer that we find something deeper and richer. Not very many people say that. But the idea is, this hymn book is one of the tools we use that when we come together, we collectively share and lift our voices in song to God. This morning, we begin a new sermon series. And what we are looking at is the Book of Psalms. And if you don't know where it is, you don't have to worry. Just look in your Bible and turn to about the middle. And then you probably have to flip over to the left a little bit, and you will hit it. Psalms, the Book of Psalms, is the ancient hymn book and prayer book of Israel. And what you get with the Book of Psalms is we get a glimpse into the life of what songs they used when they worshiped individually, together, and in various settings. So one of the things, I don't want you to think, you know, this is what's different with us. Like I said, you're not taking the hymn book home with you and singing it around the table. Or you're not taking it in the car ride and singing hymns on your way to the floor. Well, they would. They would sing around the table. As they were making spiritual pilgrimages, especially going up to Jerusalem. Jerusalem was up on a mountain. As they are heading up to Jerusalem, they are singing songs. And in fact, a certain set of songs became known as the Songs of Ascent. You're heading up to Jerusalem. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them high and look to see God. So when we look at the Book of Psalms, what we are going to find is that we are peeking into their hymn book in order to better understand and to find and to see the way that they praise, the way that they worship, and how can that teach us. One of the amazing things is that in this psalm book, you're going to find all kinds of different emotions. You're going to find celebrations, you're going to find sadness, you're going to find lament. And over the next few weeks, we're going to go over all of these different feelings, all of these different experiences, and how all of them can shape us. But this week, we're starting with one of the big ones, one of the ones that is in a vast majority of the Psalms, and if you haven't gotten the theme from all that we've sung and said today, you can look on the front of your bulletin and catch a clue about the theme of what today is. Today we are talking about praise. So if you would, turn with me to Psalm 148. Psalm 148, starting in verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his saints of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Would you pray with me? God, may the words of our mouth be fresh and new as we give praise to you. May we hear what your Spirit has to teach us. In Christ's name, amen. So praise, and when you think of praise, and you think in terms of praise, I think many of us think in terms of, not in the negative sense, but cheerleader, that we are cheering you on. Yay! Woo! Go God! Yeah! And there is an element of that. There is an element that it is beyond anything you can comprehend or imagine, where the psalmist here is saying, listen, everything praises God. Every single thing, from the coolest trees to the littlest fingernails, all the way from the snail to the giant, huge whale. Ooh, that rock, look at that. Everything praises God. Every single thing speaks to, boasts of, points to, look, there is someone bigger, better, who created all of this, and we rejoice because of that. And that is part of praise. That's part of what we are called to do, is we are called as a community to find ways that we collectively agree on, our ways that we can lift up, as the, you know, one of the old prayer chants in the Christian church go, lift up your hearts, we lift them up to the Lord. That we lift them up in praise and go, God is so good, and we rejoice in that. And we say, yes, that God is great, and God is amazing. And this week, as I was preparing this, because I try and plan stuff a little bit ahead of time, so this was the psalm we were doing, and this week, as I was working on it, what I was working on, I was working on this passage where it talks about all of nature rejoices and praises God. And you know, yesterday was an unbelievably nice day, right? And you just could not spend enough time outside. You may not have been doing what you wanted to be doing, but you were at least enjoying being out in the outside going, I wish I was doing something fun. But you couldn't get enough, and you go, what an amazing day. This, you can almost feel and hear nature just singing out praise to God. And that's kind of what I was thinking and kind of where I thought we were going this week. And that was about Tuesday or Wednesday that I was thinking in terms of that. And then, thinking in terms of all of nature and everything that happens praises God. And then, we had a little thunderstorm, didn't we? And some people had a little bit more than a thunderstorm. People had, and I grew up in Georgia, went to college in Alabama, and went to seminary back in Georgia. I have friends scattered all over. I have family in LaGrange. As we were turning on the Weather Channel, Now, LaGrange, Georgia, unless you've been there, you probably have not heard it. As we are turning on the Weather Channel, you know, they have two guys that then go to these two guys, that then go to these two guys that are all in the same studio. I think they're about 3 feet apart, but they just have different cameras. And so they look on this TV screen, and, you know, we're going, well, storms in Georgia are going to be pretty bad. And they pull up, and they're showing the path, and it's going right through LaGrange. And we have friends in Tuscaloosa. Now, everybody's okay. Everybody I know is okay. But you saw the video, right? You saw the video, and you heard a mile wide. Can you wrap your mind around a mile wide tornado? The kind of destruction, the kind of death, hundreds of people who are gone, thousands of people whose lives are turned upside down. How on earth do we praise? And so it's been interesting because I think each one of us every week, as we all gather together, and there are so many different people here in the room, that we all bring so many different things. When I looked on Facebook yesterday, two different couples that I know got married. And, you know, social media being what it is, people who had already taken pictures, not the couples, but people at the wedding already taken pictures, come home, loaded them up so that people who weren't at the wedding could already see what the wedding was like. Now, for them, this week and day has been a day of celebration. They've been counting down. They were counting down hours by Wednesday or Thursday, you know, however many hours, and then we're there. But then I have friends who are ministers in Alabama, in Tuscaloosa, in Atlanta, in LaGrange. And in over the last few days, they've come back on Facebook, either on their phone or on someone else's computer someplace else, and said, "Wanna let you know, I'm okay, family's okay, everybody's okay, but lots of people aren't." And yesterday, as I was scanning past the wedding photos, the next three things caught my eye. The first one was from a guy in Huntsville. He's an Episcopalian, he's an Episcopal church, and he said, "Wanna let you know, St. Stephen's is having church tomorrow, even though we don't have power. Come on and bring your candles." The next one said, "Power is back on at our church." This was elsewhere in North Alabama. "Power is back on at our church. From 9 until 1, we are serving hot meals. That's how we're worshiping tomorrow morning. Come if you need anything or if you want to help." And another one said that we can't get into our church right now. So we have three different homes of people in our church who are going to have house church, because we can't all fit in one place. So call up one of these three people, and we are all going to worship in different homes at 11 o'clock, praising God. See, what happens is the real meat, the real truth of praise comes in that praise at its core is us deciding that God is God and we are not. And realizing and understand that the right order of things has God above us. And what we do when we praise is we confirm that, yes, God, we know that, we believe that, and we trust you. Even in the midst of the storm, even when we don't understand, why did this happen? How on earth could this be good? This doesn't look at all to me like nature proclaiming your goodness or your love. But even in the midst of us not understanding, even in the depth of our sorrow and despair, in the midst of grief that so many people are feeling, we choose to gather and we choose to praise because we believe. Faith itself says that we trust that God is good even when we don't understand. We trust that God is bigger and beyond and more, even when it seems like God is silent. We choose to praise. We choose to say, "God, we know that you are God, even when it seems like you're not even there." So we proclaim the good news of Jesus. Whether we do it here from the safety of our place, whether it's done in homes, whether it's done in a building that doesn't have any power, whether it is done through hot meals given to friends. As Christians, we choose to proclaim the good news of Jesus, that whatever happens to me and whatever happens to you, God is bigger and beyond and more than anything. And we trust and we believe that no matter what, He will see us through. God is bigger than the storm. God is bigger than any storm you face in your life. God is bigger than any challenge or problem that you have. God loved you so much that He sent His Son to die for you, so that you could spend forever with Him. How can we not choose to praise? Let's pray. God, we love You. We love You so much that we honestly bring our questions and say, why? We don't get it. It doesn't seem of You, and it doesn't seem right, and it is awful. But God, we know that Your heart is broken too. We know that You are with each and every person who is hurting, who is grieving, who has experienced loss. And so, God, we give You praise, because You know grief and You know loss, because You gave Your Son up for us. Remind us of the right order of things. Help us to proclaim Your truth and Your goodness in all that we say and all that we think and all that we do. We ask all this in the powerful name of Christ Jesus.